thing going. Nothing to say?
No.
You need me to leave?
Hey, Bibosexuals, Bob.
Hey, everyone. This is Chalin. I'm here with my wife, Yoko. We're in bed. We're in a bed in.
Yeah, you're in a bed in. That's. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Peace. For peace.
Yeah, bed for peace. Bed in for peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't think Yoko broke up the Beatles. I already told you that, so.
Yeah, please. Come on. No.
I'm trying to make this a thing.
Yeah, please stop. Please. Yeah.
It's a thing, folks. Yoko did not break up the Beatles. So.
Yeah, this is ground we've covered here about a month ago. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. Just thought I'd say. Yeah. Well, I went and saw somebody, and I'm sure you already know who I saw because it's already been out of the bag, so.
May I guess the circumstance as to why you were there?
Was I arrested? No.
No, I said, what? May I guess the circumstance is why you were there?
Sure, you can guess. Yeah, go ahead, guess.
I'm thinking a wedding.
No, actually, no.
No.
No, huh?
Work?
Nope. Not for me.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
No, I was there for my wife's work. I just I was just tagging along.
Oh, okay. I'm like, no, there's no way he just went up there for grins and giggles, man. He's up to something. Man.
No, I was not there. Yeah, I did not pay for the hotel room.
Oh, yeah, no, this all makes sense now, yeah. free trip.
All right, exactly. I just took a couple of days and I chauffeured. I was the personal valet for my wife for a couple of days.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So.
You were in the Chicago suburbs.
I was in the suburbs. And I went and had lunch with Smidge Kirtlebaum.
Yes, I saw a picture of you canoodling.
Yeah, I was canoodling, yeah, exactly.
At some diner.
I did not have any canoodles, but yeah, I went up there, so. And I met Smidge, first time I've ever met him. I mean, I've talked to him several times and lots of emails and whatnot, but never met the man, so.
Were you surprised?
In what way?
His appearance, let's say.
No, I mean, I've seen pictures.
Oh, okay.
So, seemed like a nice enough guy, you know?
He let himself go a little bit, but, yeah.
He let himself go. I would not, if you put the three of us together, he's not the one I would say let himself go.
One of these people doesn't belong here.
As a matter of fact, he's probably the one furthest from letting himself go.
Actually, he used to be skinnier than that.
Well, I'm sure he was, but he's old now, but he's not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what is he, like 55 or something? Yeah.
We look like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, he actually...
We look like we should be in, like, the Russian sauna beating ourselves with leaves or something, you know what I'm saying? You ever see those fat old Russian guys in the sauna beating themselves with branches or whatever? Anyway.
No, I don't watch your shows. Chocola.
Yeah. I'm just saying, he's the one that's the least let himself go, I would probably say.
No, he's actually very thin.
Yes.
Tall gentleman. He's actually very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So.
He's not the wild guy he used to be, let me tell you.
Well, like everybody mellows as they get older, so for the most part. Yeah.
A lobotomized or something.
Well,
used to be freaking wild, yelling Jenny and shit.
You get married and you have kids, you know, that's all that.
No, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I hope he didn't bring his wife, because I know you got a thing for his wife.
No, I did not get to meet his wife.
Okay, good.
No. I don't know that I have a thing for his wife. I don't know that I would say that.
Okay, well, I just, you know, okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, he has, I'm sure she's very nice, you know.
Yeah.
I've never met her, so.
Yeah, but she's very nice. She's a very nice person. She's
yeah, you've met her. You've been to the house. I haven't been to the house.
I have met her, yes, twice. Yes,
yeah, so. But no, we had lunch at this diner-ish kind of place. Kind of a upscale diner, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and chit-chatted for a while, and, you know, it was fun.
Yeah, thanks a lot for getting me in trouble too, jackass. Yeah,
how did I get you in trouble?
Yeah, you guys were like hinting at all this. You're like, oh, Miles, you would like the waitress. She had a pierced nose.
Oh,
like,
yeah, oh. I don't. I was just joking. I wasn't trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah, then I make a comment on it, and then all of a sudden, like, man, he's like fan clubs after me. Like, oh, man, come on, you know.
No, I don't. And she just was, you know, yeah. She had to put up with me. Any waitress that has to put up with me, you know, so.
Yeah, you're tomfoolery.
I know, I can't order off the menu.
Your stupid crap at where we ate at. Give me one pocket of sauce for everything.
I paid for that, thank you.
Christ, I mean, lady's like, you know, like out of breath. She's like, oh my God. Guys, too much Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right? Yeah. Well, hey, I can get all the sauce I want at the Wild Wings. Come on.
We'll get my fuel sauce.
She can just bring me all the different flavors, and I'll have a sampler platter.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So, what did you guys talk about? Me, probably the whole time.
No. I don't know why you think you're such an item of conversation, but you know.
There, I wish Miles was here. Yeah, come on.
No, I don't know that I wished you were there. I said, I did mention you a couple of times, but usually to you know, talk about your, always saying how cheap I am and, you know, stuff like that, so.
Because that is projection. That actually is projection.
I'm right, like, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I'm always talking about projection. Yeah, that is actually projection on my part.
Or, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah. I don't remember it coming up too much. I mean, I heard a story about you trying to kill Smidge in college, but other than that.
What?
Yeah, apparently. Him and another guy were pranking Dan, the weatherman.
Yeah.
And somehow you got involved and you saw them hiding and you went over and smashed him with a bed or something and just about smashed him to death. Because he was hiding, so he was not in a good position. And apparently you squished him and then kept squishing him.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you were not at your current status.
Yeah.
So he survived, but had the, you know, it been a little bit later in life, he probably would have been, you know, paralyzed or something.
His nickname back then was Lamppost.
Oh, because he was so skinny?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, so I heard about that. And a couple of the stories about college, I guess. So.
U-boat? You ever hear about the U-boat?
No, I didn't hear anybody in the U-boats.
Yeah, I mean the campus van. Did you hear that story at all?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
But it was nice. He was very, very nice to come have lunch with me. And, you know.
Yeah.
It was all good.
What did you have to eat? Did you have something good?
I had a hamburger.
Hamburger?
Yeah.
I
think he had a BLT or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was all very snazzy and fancy, you know, so.
Oh, really?
Well, for a diner, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was like. I mean, it was kind of like an upscale Perkins or something. You ever been to Perkins or Denny's or something?
Yeah.
It was kind of upscale Denny's, I guess, maybe.
Oh, I did Denny's all the time.
Yeah, so.
Mm.
It was very, it was good, and, you know, everybody was nice. I'm sure that I was offending people, but it was all okay.
Sir, your pants are going to have to go back on, sir, please.
That's right. No, we were telling stories and whatnot, and so, you know, sometimes it was a little rough. I did tell him the story about you and Will Wheaton.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I probably shouldn't have said that out so loud, maybe. But
that's for maybe for another time. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, really
Will Wheaton getting.
Yeah. But anyway, no. But you know what I didn't like? So my wife and I got there on a Thursday, and we wanted to go out to dinner at Lou Malnati's, right?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Well, yeah, but there's only some, like, we weren't near one where you could sit down. It was just carry out, and so we went over to Naperville.
Yeah.
And I go, well, we put it into the GPS and headed over to Naperville, to the one over there. It actually had some, you know, seating, and it cost me like $8 in tolls.
Yeah, there's a lot of tolls, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yo, that's what I'm always bitching about. Do you not hear me bitching about? Well, I guess I don't really bitch about it too much on this website, but another way.
Yeah. And so I was like, so on the way home, we found a way with no tolls. It just took longer, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. So it took me like an hour and a half to get up to see Smidge because I went no toll route.
Yeah.
And on the way back, so it was like 3 hours driving just to go up and back.
Yeah.
Not including lunch.
Where was your hotel roughly?
Tinley Park. Tinley Park, way down south.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there's a music thing down there.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you were helling going from his.
I know.
Yeah, you had to get on 355, man.
Now we went, I did whatever the GPS told me, no tolls. And yeah. I drove all over the place to get there. But,
what was that? Oh, God. I hope you didn't park in front of his house. Man, he has a shit fit, man. He's like, oh.
No, we met at the restaurant. I never did see his house, so.
You didn't park symmetrically in front of my house.
No, we met at the restaurant, so.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you guys finally met.
Yeah, so now my family is teasing me because I was fanatical then about not paying another toll.
Dad, you're being a jerk.
Well, I didn't realize it was going to cost me $8 to leave to go to dinner.
Oh, I know. It's stupid. The tolls up there are stupid now.
They are crazy. I thought, I told my wife, I said, we got to get some cash because there'll be a few tolls, right? So
yeah.
We head in and we get the first toll, and I'm like, oh, it'll be like 50 cents or a dollar, right? It was $3, the first one.
Oh, you're a fool. You are a fool, yeah.
I'm like, $3?
That was when, like, Reagan was still president, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I'm like, never again.
Oh, I know, they're going up. Yeah, they keep going higher and higher. Too.
I will drive around from Wisconsin through Indiana not to pay a toll.
Oh, it's ridiculous, I know. That's my pet peeve, going up there. I'm like, man.
Yeah, so yeah, I drove by Soldier Field, and I...
Wow.
We went downtown, too, one night. That parking cost me a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I was right downtown. We went right downtown.
Oh, cool.
To meet some of my wife's relatives.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, oh. So we had all set up to go meet him, and so I head down. I'm like, where are we gonna park? I'm like, do they have any parking around here? Jesus Christ. They had parking.
Yeah, get your checkbook out. Yeah.
Pay out the asshole for it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I told you, I was at a Bears game, they got me for $49.
Yeah, I know. I'm not surprised now. I thought that was crazy when you told me, but now I know.
Yeah, now it's not so funny now, is it?
No, it's not. It's not funny at all.
It's not, I know.
It's not funny at all. Although I will tell you, you know, I we were trying to remember. We were in Chicago. I thought it was just like 4 or 5 years ago. It was actually like 9 years ago.
Oh my God!
And I'm like, oh, it's not been that long. And then my wife's like looking up, you know, because we have pictures from back then, and it's like 9 years ago.
Holy crap!
And then I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
But I will tell you, it did not smell as bad as New York.
Yeah.
And or have as many people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which was both good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I thought, you know, we were in New York a couple years ago now. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be just like New York now. But it wasn't too bad. You know, still lots of people. We walked around, you know, downtown and stuff. So.
Yeah.
And lots of people, but it wasn't too terrible.
Yeah.
Much better than New York, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, no, it was an interesting time, so.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you? What do you got going on?
Well, I did not go to a nice meetup, you know, with a bunch of people. I did not
I did, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, my wife's like, we have been invited to a meal with Desiree.
Oh, really?
Desiree is my wife's best friend from college.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're very good friends. They talk, like, every day, like, 3 times a day.
Sure. Well, you know, when you're in love.
I know, right? Puppy love. Yeah. Jealous, yes. Jealous. I am jealous.
You know, when your husband's not enough.
That's right. I don't know. Looking in the mirror, I think I am enough. I'm twice the man I used to be.
When your wife goes from calling you, you know, hey cookie to hey cookie dough, I think you're.
sleeve of cookies. Yeah.
Hey Pillsbury. Yeah.
And so, as the time gets closer, it's like, well, this is going to be like wine and weenies.
What? Wine? So, how did you get invited?
I was the weenie, I guess.
I was going to say, you don't really usually drink a lot of wine, and the weenie department's kind of, you know.
Yeah, that ain't good either. I know. Yeah. I offered to be my wife's designated driver.
Yeah, probably the best deal.
Because, I mean, she lives, I don't know, probably not quite an hour away, but, you know, it's a little bit, you know.
I'm my wife's designated voyeur, driver.
Pretty much. And so I don't know what I was expecting. Like, oh, okay. You know, you kind of get, you know, like, oh, it's probably, you know, a lot of cool food and, you know, neat people. And,
I guess if you like weenies.
I don't know. I thought there might be, you know, beans and, you know, fixins. And I don't know what
corn,
I was expecting.
Corn beef.
Corn on the cob, corn on the cob, corn beef. So... I'm like, all right, well, that's fine. So we left, and now why you would have a cookout in November is beyond me at nighttime.
Right, it's kind of cold. I guess so maybe you can snuggle up real close to each other.
Right? I'm like, okay, well, all right, maybe this wasn't the best choice. You know,
they have a fire going or anything? Or?
It was the most conservative fire you've ever seen. They had, like, a real, like, I don't want to say a fire pit, but one of those, you know, metal guys with, like, the chain mail around it.
Right, yeah.
I swear to God, they had, like, 3 sticks in this thing, and that was the fire. They had, like, sticks about an inch in diameter.
Right.
about a foot long, and that was the fucking wood for the fire.
I'm right.
Like,
nice.
It's like 40 degrees out. It's misty now. You know, it's like, this way wasn't a good idea. I don't know.
Well, maybe you didn't snuggle enough.
I don't know. Well, I just, so we get there. I'm like, okay, well, where's the food? I'm like uber hungry. Uber hungry.
Right? Told you to get something to eat.
You're right. No, I did. I had beef jerky on the way there because I was so hungry. I'm like, man.
Beef jerky. That's disgusting.
I just want to eat some of Desiree's weenie, you know. But so I get there, and there's like, first of all, it's all women.
Oh. Well, and you showed up, and there was no difference.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's like all divorced women. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, no, I'm like the eye candy. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah, you're the eye candy.
I'm a Kobe husband, you know, getting, you know, right around. And
I'm sure there was a lot of, does he ever pull his pants up? I mean.
I do have a belt that does have some issues. Yeah, I do. If I have too much stuff in my pants, they will fall down. Yeah, that's true.
I'm tired of looking this hairy ass crack.
Yeah, right? Yeah, don't fool him. And so there's like, you know, there's like cheese cut up, which I don't really eat cheese by itself. I don't really like eating cheese by itself. It's
right,
gross.
Okay.
There's like some nachos and some dip for the nachos and like some potato chips.
Yeah, no weenies?
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't say anything at first. I'm like, where's the weenies? I was promised weenie at
right.
this party.
Yeah. You're the weenie.
Yeah. Finally, after about 20 minutes, like, oh, I'm going to get the weenies. Like, yeah, go. Yep. Godspeed. Go.
Were they kosher? Were they kosher weeners?
No. I couldn't. It's darker than shit. It's dark out. Like, no lights out there. There's just, like, this minimalist fire going on. I'm like, okay.
Putting out no heat.
And now, you know, Desiree's like, well, put like 3 or 4 hot dogs on there. You can like start cooking hot dogs for everyone, Miles.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for giving me a job.
And I know. Then later on, she's like, well, hold the cheese tray. I'm like, okay. And I realize now I'm like the cabana boy around there. I'm like, oh, okay. Now I see what this is. Okay, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I invite Miles over just so he can work at my party. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, that's good. Like, you don't work at home, so.
I got suckered into this. I got completely suckered into this.
Yeah.
So
did you get any tips or no?
No, I excused myself to take a leak. I go, I'll be right back, and I never came back. I just.
Where'd you go?
I went to Desiree's house.
Oh, you went inside?
Yeah, I did. I thought I was going to watch, you know, Family Guy or something. Man.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Because it's 40 degrees out, and no, like, the people running it will not throw any more wood on this fire. I'm like, oh, my. Is there a shortage of wood in the Illinois area? I don't know, man.
No, there's no shortage.
Is it being rationed or what? Yeah. I'm like, okay. All right, well,
just in the morning at your house, but other than that, I don't think there's any shortage of
wood. There's no wood to get any of this. And I don't know. Yeah, I just felt like I was used a little bit. Now that I think about it.
Well, and you used right back, and you watched cable for free.
Yeah, and then I got to tell all my dirty jokes too, though. So,
oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah, we were all laughing. The women are all drunk. They all, you know, some of them came in after a while. So
then, yeah, and then they sat with you and watched The Family Guy.
No, they invited me to the table, and they were talking, and
okay.
their dirty women talk that they like to do.
Oh, like what? What kind of dirty women talk?
I'll mention twig and berries or something.
Oh, okay.
There's some kind of mention of twig and berries, and they giggled a little bit, like, and all we know what that is.
Yeah.
You mean like Big Jim and the Twins.
Yeah.
You know? What? So now they start like emailing like their husbands and ex-husbands and their kids and their uncles and everyone else. Like, have you ever heard this term? What is this?
What is this term?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's like, what? People are emailing back, like, what?
Oh, they never heard of it either? Okay.
Bob, are you drunk or what?
Yeah, exactly. Are you okay? Has somebody touched you?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Is Miles there? Is he touching people or exposing himself?
He's rubbing up against us as we're going to the bathroom.
That's right. He's standing outside the bathroom.
So, yeah, I don't know. It was...
Here, let me help you find the light switch. Just a moment here.
Oh, there it is. Whoa.
I gotta lean in a little bit here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're low. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know.
Don't mind the red light in the bottom of the toilet. It's supposed to be there.
My name's Larry.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
You guys like Bill Cosby?
Keep eating and drink this.
My hero.
My hero's Harvey Weinstein, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Spouting off about Big Jim and the Twins. Yeah, nice.
Oh, then they're all like, oh, tell us more. I'm like, all right, come on, please.
All right, gather around.
Get your pencils. I want to show you something. You ever hear of Bukkake?
What? Oh, let me text my uncle.
Let me text my uncle. Oh, that's great.
I don't know who the hell they're texting.
Oh, my Lord.
My neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable outside because they're like, well, let's play Never Have I Ever.
Right.
Like, there's like a little kid sitting there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awkward. It's going to be very awkward.
There's a little kid beside you?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, I just act like a kid. I don't, like a child. And I'm like, oh, like, Lisa Ray's leading the whole thing. I'm like, oh, boy. I don't even.
Nice.
If you've ever taken the whole football team before.
Oh, they did not say that.
I'm going inside right now.
God. Pictures or it didn't happen.
Picture didn't. Oh my god.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
You're like, what's the weirdest place?
You've ever made love.
You've ever had sex. And don't say in the butt.
Oh, I'm gonna drink.
Yeah, nice. You should have took your little quiz with you. You should have took the quiz with you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Could have asked around about that.
And some people couldn't figure out when to drink. Like, what do I drink if I did do it or didn't do it? I'm like, oh, Christ.
Just drink whenever. It's okay.
Yeah, just keep drinking. It's okay. It's probably a little stuff more if you don't, man.
It's probably keeping warm out here by this pitiful fire.
Yeah.
We all get a shot, whiskey or something.
Yeah, well, there actually was like some honey whiskey there, I guess, or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
Well, you were the designated driver, so.
Yeah, we actually offered to drive some people home. It's like, I don't want to get a car with them. No.
Yeah,
no way.
Right. We'll end up in the woods somewhere.
He's sitting on his fingers or something. No.
He's been staring at me all night.
I just want to stretch a little bit.
Yeah, after you stood in the bathroom, man in the light switch, everybody got freaked out.
Anyone need a fresh towel?
Yeah, exactly.
I bought you.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice ladies.